everyone. Hi, this is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am very excited today to have Sarah Pfeiffer on the line. Sarah is from Portland, Oregon. Sarah, are you there?
I'm here, Sherry. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for taking the time to pop on over and have a conversation with me. This is so exciting.
Well, it's exciting for me, too. You're such a joy to be around. I wouldn't pass up a chance to be on the phone with you.
Oh, well, listen. So as we both know, but no one else does, we have a story about a bracelet. And it's a story that, it's funny, it has stuck with me. I want you to know this. I don't even remember exactly when that moment happened. Maybe a year and a half ago. But
it was, almost a year ago, probably next week.
Okay, great. So, it has really stuck in my mind. And so I'd love it. Why don't you tell me what you think the story is, and then we'll just go from there. How do you like that?
Well, okay. So, you and I were at an event together, and I was at the pop-up shop, and I was wanting to get something to remind myself of the experience. So I was having, a lot of amazing breakthroughs. I was just having an amazing time, and I wanted something tangible to take with me. So I was looking at all the different, jewelry options in the pop-up shop, and there was a couple bracelets that caught my eye. One in particular had, the perfect saying that I felt like would kind of epitomize where I was wanting to go after I left the event, based on kind of everything that I kind of learned and discovered about myself. But the style of the bracelet was so not me. That was my first reaction. And then there's another bracelet that was, it had a great saying on it, but it wasn't the perfect saying. But the bracelet was way more practical, way more like how I describe myself. And so I was trying to decide, do I go with the one that I know says exactly what I want it to say, but it looks, the style is stylish. I don't really think of myself as a stylish person. Or do I go with this very standard, practical, one that you would kind of expect me to get? And so as I was kind of debating that, you came up and I explained my dilemma, and you were so encouraging to just go with the one that kind of was drawing me in. And I feel like, I think I was drawn to it because there's a part of me that wants to be the stylish person. You, Sherry, you know how you're so into self-expression through your clothing, almost like it's an art.
Mm.
And I admire people that have the guts to pull that off. I admire people that have, my eye is always drawn to people who look like they're pulled together from a clothing standpoint. And I feel like it's always an aspiration I have stuck way in the back of my head. But I'm one of those people that is, that's not something that comes easy for me, getting dressed. So I typically just have a uniform that I wear. I grab my black comfy pants from athletic pants and, a shirt or a sweater, and I call it a day. And I'm pretty much wearing the same comfy kind of athleisure outfit, you could call it, every day. But I really aspire to be a little fancier, be a little more polished, be a little, pull it off. And so this bracelet was kind of honestly, it was that voice inside of me saying no, you could be a person that, that is more stylish, And, that's why I was just sitting there going, gosh, should I do this? This feels too crazy for me to do, to grab something like this. But I ended up doing it and buying it, and I wore it every day. And it just made me feel like, yep, I could take the next step, like, to towards moving in that direction of kind of self-expression, and no, it's not going to kill me. It's not that hard, and maybe it just, you know, I need a little encouragement. But I don't know that. I mean, that's kind of what's going through my head right now. Where are you at in that?
Yes. So
what do you think?
I love this. First of all, what does the bracelet say? Can you tell us?
Oh, yes. It says, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you.
Ah, lovely. Yes. So, Sarah, I recall coming up to talk to you. I was working in the store. I think we were at High Performance Academy, right? Is that where we were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just to give a context of it. So, Brendon Burchard's event, which is about, in my mind, I mean, so many things, but it's about living your best life. It's about stepping into who we most imagine that we want to be and the life we want to live, right? Mm-hmm. So we're in that context anyway. And I happened to come up and I guess there was something about the way that you were looking at that bracelet, the way that you were holding it, that I did sort of just have that weird kind of intuitive sense, or maybe we even talked about it, so it wasn't even intuitive, but there was that sense that it was calling to you. There was something about it. And
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, I pay a lot of attention to a lot of things that call to me, but the clothing is one of them, because I think it is something that like you said, I forget what you said, like that it gives us permission, or it invites us into the next step. And mm-hmm. there was something about that bracelet that I just too had this sense that it was a meaningful step to take, like, because I think you even said like that other bracelet was practical, and it's like, well, yeah, but that's not what we're doing, right? Especially
right.
at that event, right?
I mean it was like trying to take my like first step towards the moon, you know. And I know that's so
right.
crazy, but for someone like me who, like, I really do stay in a box in terms of, like, I don't do anything flashy or like that draws attention to me or, like, you know, fancy, but, you know, I have a little part of me that says, you know, I want to be like that. Like, that is a little bit who I am.
Yes.
I don't
and
know it. Yeah.
Something you just said dropped in for me again, like why this was so profound in my experience is because it's a small, quote unquote, I'm putting quotes, you can't see them because we're not in person, but it's quote unquote a small thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's huge. And I think this is the thing that, you know, I don't know how much you know about my work, but my work is about moments, you know, singular moments having an incredible impact in our lives. Mm. And it's the one small thing that can turn us into an entirely different direction. And so I think that's what struck me about the bracelet story, because people could just dismiss that. Like, oh, what difference does it make? It's just a bracelet. But it's not.
Totally. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I'm living proof that, yeah, that there's moments and steps that you could take that kind of change you forever, for sure.
And
you just have to be open, though, to those, like welcoming those in, though.
Yes.
And I think what's really hard for me.
Well, or maybe used to be, but maybe that's part. I'm just going to say this. So, and again, I know I'm doing a lot of projecting onto you, so you can always tell me if it's true or not, but I project that bracelet is practice, because what people didn't hear was the conversation we had before I started recording, which was that over the last year, you have made some huge changes into the direction of the life of your dreams, including the business
mm-hmm.
of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I see things like that bracelet as practice.
Yeah.
You know, for, like, again, I'm kind of projecting for you that it's like, it's a practice of something's calling to me. Am I going to listen? Even if it takes a little bit of courage, or even if it takes a whole lot of courage, am I going to listen to that call?
Absolutely. I mean, I really do think, like, as I wear that bracelet, and I, like, last year when I was still in a corporate job, after I bought it, like I would look down at my wrist like during a meeting and go, oh my gosh, like I honestly felt like this is a courageous thing that I'm doing right now, wearing this. Like, what do people think? Like they'd never seen me do something like this, you know?
Wow. Yes, exactly. And the thing is that, I don't know if I told you this story. I may have told you, but many people know I wear hats a lot. I wear hats probably almost all the time. There was a time when, actually for many, many years, probably 25 years of my life, that I wanted to wear hats. Oh, I wish I could wear hats. I'd look at people, I'd look at women, especially like the 20s, the cloche style. Wish I could wear hats. Which is not that kind of person. It's not me. God, I love hats. Like just this, right? Like it was calling to me for years. And I just was like, that's not who I am. I don't have that kind of style. I don't kind of have that courage. Mm-hmm. And then, thank God, I had a boyfriend one time who just got so sick of hearing me say it. He was like, get a freaking hat and put it on your head. You know, you will become a person who wears hats because you wanted to wear them and it's calling to you and just do it. And it was like the best advice, right? Because he said, you're probably going to feel stupid for a while. It's awkward.
What?
I think it's,
that's
right?
Interesting.
I mean, it's very awkward to suddenly step into something that we're not used to, especially because we imagine everybody's pointing at us or, you know, like looking at us. Like, I don't know, for me, I was like, you know, people are going to think, who does she think she is?
Exactly. No, I felt the exact same way. It's a simple bracelet. It really is. But I felt the same way. And you know what? They're probably not like worried about, you know, me. They're really not. They're worried about themselves. Everyone is.
Right. They're either right. They're either worried about themselves or, you know, I think also like I get so much inspiration from other people who are stepping into something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, I don't think I could say this enough. This is why it's a year later and I'm still thinking about your bracelet, right? Because when you step out, when you made that choice and I was there, I happened to be there in the moment when you said, you know what? Yeah, this is calling to me. It feels awkward. It's a little uncomfortable, but I feel like it's taking me somewhere. You know, when you do that, it gives me permission to do that.
Mm.
So rather than looking at you and saying, like, who does she think she is, it's like I look at people who are taking those steps and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We can all do that.
Yeah, I, as we obviously worried before we decided to, like, pick up our lives and move across the country this summer. And a lot of that worry was like, gosh, what are people going to say? What are they going to think? And to be honest, we've gotten more people kind of like sending us notes or texts or calls going like, okay, well, wow, I can't believe you guys did that. Like, that's amazing. And okay, how did that work? And like, how could I do that? Like, I've been thinking that maybe I should do something like that someday, but I don't know that I could ever, you know, do what you did, but just tell me, how did you make it happen, just in case we ever decide that we might want to do something like that too. And I've been surprised at how many people kind of took our story of just picking up and moving across the country and kind of started fanned the flame in them of like, gosh, well, maybe I could do that too. And that feels good too, to be able to encourage people in that way.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, and as I just heard you saying that, you know, talking about the courage it took to do that and the courage that's taking as you take every step towards your new business, mm-hmm. it's easy to stay in our comfort zone. We all know that, right? It feels safe. It's comfortable. But at the end of the day, or particularly at the end of our lives, you know, I think when we look back, we're going to really want to know and recognize that we answered whatever calls, you know, because I think that's where so many of people's regrets come. And I know we're talking about a bracelet, and you probably aren't going to be on your deathbed, you know, if you hadn't bought that bracelet, which you have. And yet, I think that they're all connected. I think, you know, as we've already said, but it's like one small thing can lead to other bigger things and bigger things. And that's what I just,
absolutely.
I'm so inspired. Just,
absolutely.
You know, talking to you. Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's just like talking. Go ahead.
I don't discount the fact that me wearing that bracelet every single day from probably March through like our move in August, I guarantee you that looking at that and reading it every day on my wrist had played a part in me having the courage and the stamina to pack up our whole lives and, you know, end my 14-year like career at a company and move across the country. Like, I have no doubt that nudged me along every single day. No doubt.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Sarah, I just love this. I'm so grateful that I was there, you know, at that moment at that store, and that we had that shared experience, and that you were willing to get on the phone and talk to me, because, right, you could have been like, what is she talking about, you know, what bracelet? but that you were so willing, and that you're the sort of person who goes to that depth with things. I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So just want to leave everybody with that, you know, just that beautiful reminder that, you know, for them, it may not be a hat, it may not be a bracelet, but that whatever it is that is calling, or as I often say, you know, little sparks, things spark for us, you know, to pay attention and to, you know, give yourself permission to listen to that call. And Sarah, thank you so much for being such an inspiration in that way. I'm really grateful.
Well, thank you for your encouragement, Sherry.
Okay. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye.